Hi, I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan, and we're from the Sweet and Salty Roundabout, also known as
The Junkies. So please tune in. If you're listening to Ingridopedia with Ben and Emily, you'll probably like our show.
Yeah.
We do. We talk about lollies, chips, chocolate.
Yeah. They probably talk about better food than we do. They've a better got some, class of food.
They've got some great episodes here. I've just been having a bit of a listen. Very good. In fact, I'm going to steal some of the ideas. Anyway, whatever.
If you need a sugary break, switch over to The Junkies.
The Junkies, where you find all your podcasts.
Ben, how many times do you cook your crumpets in the toaster?
Just give them once through.
Okay. Because on my normal toast setting, I need to do it at least 1.5 times to get it like toasted enough.
I think you've thought about this far too much.
I really have.
Hi, you're listening to Ingridopedia, Australia's holiest. Have we done that one before?
I feel like we have, but it's very fitting.
It's good for crumpets. Australia's holiest food podcast. My name's Ben Burchell, and I'm joined by my co-host and co-founder and co-producer, Emily Naismith. Hi, Em.
Hello, Ben. Bless you. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Ben, I do like crumpets, but I've got a huge issue with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to guess what my problem is?
Too many holes?
Yeah, no, I'm okay with the holes, despite like having a few trypophobia things in the past.
Yep.
My problem is they get moldy so freaking quickly.
I was thinking that today because I actually had to choose them carefully off the shelf in the supermarket because they're kind of already going off before you even buy.
I know. They're worse than raspberries. Like you literally open the packet of crumpets, eat one. By the time you go back for the second, moldy.
Yeah, it's so true. Why are we going to go into why?
We're going to go into it. God. And I've also tried keeping them in the fridge once you open them and then they just go like weird and hard.
Yeah, they go hard.
And that's not good either. No. So why are crumpets little mold receptacles? Well, the food blog Not Quite Nigella says it's because they're only partially cooked. So, quote, unlike all other baking processes, the top surface of the crumpet isn't heated above 60 degrees Celsius, so it doesn't kill off all the bugs and bacteria that are living in the batter.
Okay, yep.
And to make matters worse, since they are heated, it creates a warm, moist environment, which is perfect to harbour the growth of bacteria. So by the time it's packed, it already has elevated bacteria levels, and so it doesn't take long for there to be an outbreak, which can be seen as mold.
Oh.
I know. So what's a girl to do? She wants a crumpet, but she wants them to last more than 12 hours, and she doesn't want to waste like 5 or 4 of them in the pack. So what does she do? She goes to the shop and she buys crumpet toast.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. Okay. Have you had it before?
No.
Okay.
But you know the other thing that's interesting is – Is Golden Bakery the only people that make crumpets? Because I couldn't remember what they were called. I was like, I hope they've got the classic ones. You know, the Tip Top?
Yeah, no, the yellowy. I think it might be Tip Top related.
Probably owned by them.
But yeah.
So they make all the crumpets that I've ever eaten in my life, apart from, you know, very fancy ones sometimes. And also crumpet toast, you're telling me.
Yes. There are like... like home brand, like Woolworths brand, you know, crumpets as well. But yes, these are the main crumpet players. Mm-hmm. So yes, Golden Bakery crumpet toast. So this is a crumpet adjacent bread product that has been baked for longer.
Right.
And so therefore not as quick to get mold.
Gotcha.
I would think. And I think it's true because like I've had this open for more than 24 hours now.
Well,
and I can see no signs of visible mold.
I like that you're qualifying with visible.
And also the use-by date for this was 2 days after any use-by dates I could find on crumpets, so it does last longer.
Yep.
And you might have seen crumpet toast in the news recently. News.com.au had the headline, "Aussies going nuts as cult bakery item returns to supermarkets." Quote, "Fans of a cult Aussie breakfast item are divided by its recent return to supermarket shelves." So the divided part is because it's $7 a loaf.
Oh, okay.
Which is fair. I got this for $5 on special.
Well done.
And it was last available in Australia in 2020.
Oh, okay.
After it was brought back following a 10-year hiatus.
Right.
So what is crumpet toast? Well, It says, is it a crumpet? Is it toast? Maybe it's croast. Maybe it's a toast stumpet. It's up to you to decide what you call its deliciousness. Each slice is crunchy on the outside, soft and spongy in the middle. It's scrumptious with butter and honey or your choice of toppings. Mm-hmm. Never a boring bite. So inside, you'll see it looks kind of like a crumpet, like the holes aren't as big.
Yeah.
But it's spongy crumpet material.
It looks a lot like a sponge.
You know, oh, yeah, like an actual just, kitchen sponge. It really does. Yes. So true. And it doesn't have sugar. It's not like that cinnamon bread that they brought out recently as well.
Gotcha.
So what should I do with crumpet toast? Well, in my opinion, anything crumpet related needs to have honey to get through all the holes. It needs to have butter to get through all the holes. But one of the best things you can do with bread is make a toasty.
Oh.
So let's make a crumpet toasty.
Okay.
And any good toasty needs cheese. So we're going to put honey after so it doesn't burn, cheese and also chili oil and have a good little crumpet toasty. We'll give it a go.
Okay.
But we're not going to use the sandwich press because you absolutely massacred this.
We'll talk about that loudly in the studio
we'll do it
that
in
we
the
hire.
Air fryer.
Yep. Okay, good.
Well, this butter's been in my car all day.
Okay, good. car butter.
That
nothing
doesn't
better.
Have any mold. So it's very spreadable, which is great.
Buttering at both sides.
Yeah.
You'd normally do that for a toasty?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah, I'd only butter the outside.
Oh. Well, I wanted the butter to get through all the holes from
I guess. It makes sense in a crumpet context, but not in a toasty context. I think it's strange and I'm judging you.
All right, we've got a mix of tasty cheese and mozzarella. Are you going to judge me on this as well?
Well, I was thinking when you, because traditionally the only cheese you would eat with honey is maybe, you'd have some honeycomb on a fancy cheese platter with some Stilton or.
Oh my God, you are so annoying.
Chevre. But that's okay.
We don't all live the high life.
I love that you call these things episode. That I buy from my local big box shopping supermarket as the high life. But okay.
You're lucky this isn't a craft single.
Lao Gan Ma, interesting. Okay. I mean, I would have. I'm kidding. That's God tier. There's nothing better.
And this is our toasty. Let's give it a crack.
Right. Is it crumpety enough for me?
I think the honey needs to get down the holes. It was a bit obscured by the cheese because I put it on after.
Mm.
Maybe if I put the honey on top.
Sure.
Let's put a bit of honey on top.
That's crumpetier.
Mm. And less likely to go moldy. You can have crumpet toasties as often as you want throughout the week.
Let's have them forever.
For a maximum of probably 2 days. But
okay, Emily, it probably feels a bit redundant now, but I was going to ask you, what is your chosen crumpet topping?
Well, I do like honey and butter, as I said, but also traditionally I used to do plastic cheese on the griller.
Okay, craft single blackened. That is bizarre. Cheese has never gone anywhere near my crumpet, but I'm going to talk to you about maybe a slightly stranger crumpet topping because for me it is and always was butter and honey, enough to fill the holes and drip out all down your arm and onto your Treasure Way Ghostbusters pajamas. But for one member of my family, it's not honey. It's never been honey.
Yeah.
And it's not Vegemite. It's not Kraft Singles.
Jam.
It's not peanut butter. It's not jam. My dad eats crumpets with tomato sauce.
No. Oh, my God.
Yep. He has... I spoke to him about it this week.
Wow.
He still does it.
And no meat, just tomato sauce.
Just tomato sauce. Butter, tomato sauce.
Oh, God.
And I said to him, Dad, where did you get the idea from? And he said he has no memory of never not doing it.
Yeah.
He doesn't think his mum suggested it. So we can't blame Norma for it. And he still does it. He said if he was having a crumpet today, he would still put tomato sauce on
it. Oh,
my God. And he said that. The closest thing to a rationale he can think of is that, just butter on its own was boring and he wanted to spice it up.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Coburg in the 1950s, maybe the spiciest thing you could find was White Crow tomato sauce.
So is it does he pretend he's topping a pie with it and do Is it just in the middle or does he spread it out with a knife?
He spreads it out with a knife the way you would spread a spread. And he's not on his own. From Reddit, there was somebody posted the question, am I wrong for eating crumpets with ketchup? Responses included, you disgust me. Yes, and I kind of think something terrible is going to happen because of it. And quick question, what the fuck? So he's not on his own, but he's almost on his own.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
No.
But there's a first time for everything.
Yeah.
Emily, there's some crumpets warming up
fryer.
Behind you. Let's go. Let's go to the tape.
All right, let's go. It's actually not bad.
It's not bad.
I used to have tomato sauce on French toast, and this is reminding me of that as a kid.
Well, I feel like this is less weird than that.
Yeah. Really? French toast with a bit of salt sprinkled on top and then tomato sauce.
So no like cinnamon sugar?
No, nothing sweet. Okay.
No, that's...
It's more a savoury French toast.
Yeah. Okay, savoury French toast with
this
tomato
sauce. This is kind of better though because all the butter oozes out from the crumpet holes. Mm. And then, but it's also giving pie at the footy.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad for never... giving it a chance in all of my nearly 46 years of watching my dad do this and mocking him.
Not a breakfast thing for me.
Mm.
This, but a great like morning tea morning or afternoon tea.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Greg, we're sorry we doubted you.
Thank you, Greg.
Tomato sauce on crumpets coming to a kitchen near you. And that was our crumpet episode.
Yes. You can vote for whose crumpet fact you found the most interesting on our Instagram. It's in Greetapedia. And also just tell us how you have your crumpets because it's crumpet season and, I mean, we want to get around them.
Maybe not with tomato sauce on them. But
well, I mean, maybe.
Okay, sure.
Not ruling it out.